Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Stidham retreats in the pocket again under pressure. He's hit at the blind side and driven down to the turn. Jarrett Stidham is sacked from behind. Kevin Givens, former practice squatter for the Niners, brings down Jarrett Stidham. The Patriots will not take a timeout and will not score a touchdown. They lose to San Francisco and fall to 2-4 for the first time since the championship run began, of course, in the 2001 season, losing a third in a row and falling to 2-4 while the Niners come in. And they roll en route to a 4-3 record.
Clearly outcoached, outplayed, just out everything. So we need to just keep working here and find a way to just do everything better. It's not performing at a good level at all right now in any area.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. You can watch us over there on twitch.tv. They got a whole convo going and everything else, conversation via the internet. Go to twitch.tv, search 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app from your app store. They say give us a call, 617-779-0985. Sometimes that's just automatic. And we got a lot of time to talk about the Patriots today. Ted Johnson, who John was telling me predicted all of this before the season started, almost crazily how accurate he was about everything.
Ted, what was his prediction?
Well, Ted Johnson, while you two were off, and I was in hosting with Ted, it was in August, and Ted came on the air after Cam Newton was signed and basically said Cam Newton is going to be benched by the bye week, which is right about where we are, and he said the Patriots wouldn't finish 500. And you can imagine. And you, oh no, Mike, it's going to be easy to spot. I mean, I hosted maybe two shows with Ted during the summer. It's one of those two. And he said those two things, and you can imagine the reaction he got from all the callers later that morning.
Benched by the bye week. Now, that, you know, the 500 one, you know, that's something that it's kind of bold. The bench by the bye week's a good one.
Yeah.
But that's one that he put his nuts out there, and he was right. So
he hit it on the money. Even though Belichick said yesterday, he's my guy. Okay, great. I mean, imagine what he thinks of Stidham by saying he's my guy after the game.
Benched, even if he plays, he's benched. I mean, let's be honest.
He's been benched. He's been benched. Ted's exactly right. Yeah. And he's, I mean, he the reason he was benched was because of poor play. away. It wasn't a health issue, at least anything that we know.
No,
was not good enough to perform. So Ted Johnson, I love that. Stuck his nuts out there and ended up working.
Yeah, and if Cam does play, it's just shows you how crappy everything else is.
So no, that's the only reason that Belichick's running him out there. He knows that Stidham can't do it. Yeah. I mean, you're going to find out. Now would be the time to find out what you have so you know how high a draft pick to spend on a quarterback next year.
Well, I guess
this is the time. This team, and we were saying it before the game, this is the time to find out what you have and what you don't have, because this team is not nearly good enough.
And we
playoffs. I said last week, I kept saying, all right, so I need two more games to figure out who this team is.
How about
now? Last 2 weeks, that's all I needed. All I needed was one. Well, I saw it yesterday, and I'm like, all right, this team is just a diarrhea. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if managed correctly, and based on all the young quarterbacks in the NFL, if managed correctly, if this team does end up sucking real bad, and you get rid of a Gilmore, and you say you get a second round pick for Gilmore, you get rid of Gilmore for a second round pick. I mean, he hasn't been very. I mean, he got abused a little bit by tight end yesterday. So
He wasn't. I mean, ultimately, the passing game wasn't the thing. And I still maintain that Jimmy Garoppolo isn't very good, but he's not needed on that team.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is Gilmore, you don't look at Gilmore and go, wow, you're fantastic. But say you get a second round pick for him because the team wants to bolster, like say Arizona just says, why not? Like, you know, we're gonna make a run at this thing. We beat Seattle and now we feel good about ourselves. So, I mean, if you get enough, I mean, you could move up and get, you know, the kid from the nobody school. I mean,
you might get a top five draft pick this year, Fred. This team's that bad.
No, let's not.
You
go
might
crazy.
Be able to get a top.
No,
five
no, no.
Pick.
There are plenty of. I mean, look at there are plenty of teams that are worse than this one.
And they got the Jets still.
They'll
twice.
Be lucky. They'll be lucky to get 10-11. That's how bad some of the teams are.
10-11?
Oh yeah.
Taking a look around and then see what you saw yesterday. They can't get. No one can pass the ball. No one can catch the ball. You've got issues now that are coming to light because of many of the people who opt out, like Dante Hightower.
You have
defense
enough.
Playing well.
I mean, look, the Jets, Cincinnati, Houston, Jacksonville, Denver. I mean, the Giants.
Bengals aren't a bad team.
All right,
Bengals have lost some games, but at least they have a decent quarterback.
The Giants, I mean, Minnesota's 1-5. Atlanta's 1-6.
Minnesota's a better team than the Patriots
No, they're not.
They're awful. Sure, of course, they at least got a guy who's a competent quarterback.
They have two more wins coming against the Jets, and they'll at least win a couple after that. They're not going to get a. They're going to be in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, they'll get 6-7 wins.
Yeah,
and that'll be it.
Yeah, and they'll be in the middle of the pack of the first round. But that doesn't mean that you can't maneuver because, I mean, teams have these bad teams. A lot of them have quarterbacks, and unless it's Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if you're going to keep the pick to take a quarterback. So it is possible that the Patriots could have enough draft capital now to move up and get the second or third best quarterback on the board. It depends, I guess, on how much people fall in love with Justin Fields, but the it's a three quarterback draft, people are saying, and there's a chance the Patriots could get, you know, they're not going to get Trevor Lawrence, but there's a chance that they could get it, and they're probably not going to get Fields, but there's a chance they could get the other kid.
Trey Lance.
I mean, they could move up to the third spot, depending on who has the pick.
Man, I'm looking at these teams.
They're not.
They are. I mean, okay, so here's the teams that either have the same record or worse. Denver Broncos. We know the Broncos are a better team. They beat them. Chargers are 2-4. Chargers are a better team. They have a better quarterback. Yeah, Chargers are a better team.
Same. I'd say the same, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I like their quarterback situation a hell of a lot better than this team's.
Yeah.
The Jaguars, that's arguable. I would say that the Jaguars are probably as bad as the Patriots, so put that there. Texans are a better team. They have a better quarterback situation.
Texans are falling apart, and they might sell everybody at the deadline.
And I agree.
They're a better team.
Yeah. Houston, Jacksonville. You know, Cincinnati has Burrow, but
Cincinnati is a better team
than
the Patriots right now.
No, they're not.
Look at their games. Look at how competitive they've been. Those games at least been a big competitive.
Well, Rich, you were saying last week that look at the Patriots and the games that they've played. I mean, you can't 180 this much after one game. I mean,
It's after three games.
No, you said, but your whole thing was that you know, look at how they played Kansas City and look at how they played Seattle. I mean, you can't turn around and say they're one of the three worst teams in the NFL.
And now we know what they are.
Well, you can't go week to week like that. I mean, they're not going to be good, and they might not make the playoffs, but they're certainly not a top five worst team in the NFL. And they're not worse than Cincinnati. And everyone wants out of Cincinnati.
Are they better than the Falcons?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're certainly better than
by a million.
See, but the Falcons at least are competitive and lose at
okay,
the end.
Okay, Rich, again, I mean, you were touting how well they played against Kansas City and Seattle. I mean, you know, the Patriots were competitive.
I know. At the beginning of the season against Seattle, they had that. But, I mean, we know either Cam Newton is broken. You know, it's like he might have had enough strength to come out there and will his way to a couple of wins. But now he is what he is. We know what Cam Newton is.
By the way, Dallas isn't going to win a game the rest of the season.
They might not. They're
going to finish 2-14, well, Rich.
Notice I didn't mention Dallas. Well, Dallas is definitely
the situation.
They're awful.
The situation in Dallas is that's gone out of control. Cincinnati, everyone wants out, because I think that for some reason that market, and I guess we all know why, but that market, when they're losing, people are just like, why am I here? Like, I don't want to be in Cincinnati.
They do have the quarterback.
I like their quarterback, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been playing hard.
They wouldn't take anyone except for Lawrence. I mean, so that's the thing. If Cincinnati has the top three,
but you keep listing teams, Rich, that keeps pushing the Patriots further down in the draft. I maintain they're no better than pick 8 or 9. In the draft next year.
No. 8 or 9 is bold, but you may be right. Listen, who knows what their plans are, but I think that, you know, at this point, you got to start getting rid of guys and trying to get some value for them, and that will make them worse. That will make them worse.
There's
too.
Not too
so
many guys.
Whatever they are now, if you're going to make that, move, you're just going to get worse than you are now.
Well, how many tradable commodities
One.
Do they have?
Yeah, Gilmore. And Gilmore's the
that's
guy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Unless for some reason Tampa Bay wants to throw a fifth rounder for Julian Edelman.
No.
Just get the whole band back together.
No. No one is going to spend any draft capital on Julian Edelman.
I was obviously joking, John.
Yes, oh, okay, sorry.
You could give considerations later. What is it? What is the draft pick when you don't give a real draft pick?
Conditional.
Yeah.
Seventh rounder.
Yeah, a 2040 seventh rounder.
Wow, they were just so god, man.
They awful, were very bad.
Awful,
they
awful.
Were very
awful.
Bad.
There's
very
not.
Bad.
There's. They can't do anything right.
That's. It looked to me in the second quarter that let the defense quit.
Well,
it looked to me like when San Francisco was running the football down their throat at the end of the first half to make it 23-3, it looked like the defense quit.
After that, and then there was the interception that was returned at the end of the first half to like the 40.
Mm-hmm.
During that interception, it reminded me of a youth football game. It was nobody in the stands, so there was like no crowd noise, so that's like a youth football game. And then it kind of just was like a freestyle situation. Like, the guy caught it in center field, and then he kind of just, you know, ran around. Yep. And, like, it just looked like a kid catching the ball and just going, like, wow, there's a lot of open fields in front of me. It didn't look like a professional football game. It didn't look like a college game at that point. I mean, they're so boring. And you got to hand it to Joe Murray, because everyone crapped on Joe Murray for saying how boring they were. And, I mean, did you look at every play? I mean, it was on, but were you looking? I mean, it was intolerable. They're intolerably boring on top of everything else.
And if you stop the run, that's it. One of the great things about the Patriots offense, besides the quarterback, was what they could pass. They could throw the ball 50 times one week and run the ball 40 times the next week. They're not capable of doing that.
Well, Rex Burkhead's your best skill position player.
No, I would disagree with that.
Go ahead.
I would disagree with that. I think of all the dumpster fires that we could count today, I think the Patriots have something in Damian Harris.
Yeah, Harris is good.
I think they have something in Damian Harris.
Yeah.
When they run the football and don't fall behind by three touchdowns, this kid cannot get you 5 yards
of
carry.
I would take Burkhead. Just if I had to play a game today, I would take Burkhead. Obviously not in a year.
I think Damian Harris was a good draft pick. We were wondering why they made it. That kid's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, this is better than Sony Michel. All right, we will be back. We can take your call, 617-779-0985. Unless you've given yourself a name, like line one. I can't do that in good conscience.
Oh, you know who that is.
Oh, no, it is. Oh, thank you. Okay, I can take it. All right, we'll take that right when we get back. All right, thank you. thank you. I didn't know. I lost my fastball. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2 I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Now, for Toucher and Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And we all know about the Patriots. Let's go first to soothe our souls with little Ernie from Norwood. Ernie, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up, Ernie?
Hey, it's been a while.
That's right. Are you friends with the band Stain? Because I noticed that you just kind of threw that out there. Ernie from Norwood.
Friends would be a little strong. We run in the same circles. It's been a while since I've seen the guys from Stain. But hey, the diarrhea is right. What's going on? This team doesn't rock.
Yeah, they don't, Ernie. Now, Ernie, if you don't know who Ernie is, he is a man. Don't get his let his wealth fool you. He loves the blues. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, I got the blues. You see that game yesterday? I got the blues. Listen, I'm going to keep it short. I just want to say, I'm calling from Malibu, right? Going through some passages. Fred.
All right. I don't know about that, Ernie, for Norwood.
A friend of mine, fellow Bostonian, former Lemonhead, Evan D., says hello.
Well, listen, this is all supposed to be confidential, but yes, all right.
And we're proud of you. You're an inspiration.
That's right. I am.
I gotta go.
All right, I don't want to be late. I gotta tell you, at Malibu, letting you on the phone at 3:22, you must have snuck some contraband in there.
Ernie,
indeed.
Well,
Promises, I believe, is the. That's supposed to be a very good one.
Do you want to hear some very upset Scott Zolak calls?
Sure. Oh,
Zolak. It was worse than anyone would have imagined.
Nukin in the pocket. Looks down the middle. Nobody open. Now he throws it on the go. God. Pass is picked off by Warner on the far side of the field. Tackled at the 40-yard line by Myers.
Putrid. Cam Newton. Absolutely putrid.
More or less short arm that throw in the direction of Jacoby Myers and Fred Warner, the outstanding linebacker for the Niners.
First down, San Francisco.
I don't know where he's throwing it. Yeah, no, nobody did. There were no excuses this time. Almost everyone was back. They had a full week of practice. They were at home, and the Patriots still delivered the worst loss at home of the Belichick era. We all know what happened. As for Cam Newton, he was just awful.
Takes the shotgun snap. Again, a four-man rush. Pocket holding. Launches a deep ball down the middle for Myers, and it's going to be picked off. Running under it is Emmanuel Mosley back to the 5-yard line. Turns to the 10. Carries it inside the numbers at the 17. Then reverses direction to the near side 20. Accelerates past the 25-30 along the near side 40. 45-50 and eventually tackled from behind by Keane across the 45 of New England with 14 seconds to go.
You're going to cover?
Here in this opening half.
Hey Cam, you throw a pick, you're going to cover it or you're going to stand in the middle of the field and watch it? It's exactly what he did. If his thing broke loose down that left sideline, Cam wouldn't have got him because he's standing there watching his pick. I actually didn't notice that on the broadcast, so I'm glad that he threw that out there. Yeah, well, I mean,
you had to be there. You had to be at the game. It's funny because Scott was, according to Twitter, because he responded to someone, one of these Patriot fans that just can't grasp reality and has been challenging anyone who, for 20 years, who dares say anything to, you know, these defending the wall people. And Scott was getting crap because they thought he was being too negative. And it's like, dude, like, you're never going to know.
Open your eyes. What are you watching? Cam Newton was horrible. He called for Stidham even before that interception right there. Zolak did. Like, Zolak knew immediately
Zolak wanted Cam
to have that kind of day.
Zolak wanted him benched at halftime.
Well, matter of fact, here he is. This is him before halftime.
Snap to Newton. Four-man rush. Throw out to the left. Incomplete.
I'm ready.
In the direction of Demir Byrne on the far side. You had Burkhead in the middle of the field as well for the Patriots. And New England is forced to punt it back to San Francisco.
Get Stidham ready. Get him throwing. You got to do something, Bill. He ain't got it today. He's not seeing it right. You got to make the switch.
Yep, that was before halftime he was making that call. That was before the interception that we played just a second ago. I mean, Newton was awful. 9 of 15, 98 yards, 3 interceptions. And by the way, it's pretty inexcusable that that offense, once again, couldn't score in the first quarter of the game. All season, they haven't scored. Now, the only 7 points they made were that Devin McCourty pick 6 in week 2 against Seattle. But, man, then the unthinkable. Cam ends up getting benched, and Zolak gets his wish. Jared Stidham gets there, and then, surprise, he's not any good either.
Shotgun snap to Stidham. He's looking right. He fires right. Pass is intercepted behind Edelman. Picked off by the defensive back, Jamar Taylor. Another interception, his second of the day, the fourth overall for San Francisco.
I'm about to do that. Go down there, take a picture.
To go fourth quarter, and the Niners celebrate another takeaway.
Oh, Stiddy, the man of 1,000. This guy is great think pieces before the season started. Well, no, he was 6 of 10.
Can we stop here for 1 second?
Sure.
I swear to God, if I went back and I looked, how many glowing reviews Jared Stidham got during the summer. Devin McCourty, team leaders are like, oh, Stiddy, you know, we loved him running scout team last year, and he's a leader, and he's our quarterback. It was all a bunch of crap. This guy is not a quarterback of an NFL team. This guy has thrown 4 interceptions in his first 20 passes as a pro. He can't do it.
He's not the guy.
The guy who's going to be the quarterback of this team next year is not on the roster right now.
So when I was thinking, you know, when all this was going down, when the whole Tom Brady leaving and going and the way Belichick acted and stuff, I think most of us were of the mindset of, you know what, it's time to, if Belichick really thinks he's got something with this Stidham guy, this isn't the worst move in the world. I don't think anyone killed Bill for not bringing Brady back. If this is who Stidham was the entire time, why they didn't throw all the money at Tom Brady to keep him here for another couple of years? Why would they let him leave if they knew this was what was waiting for him?
Because you had to do it.
This was their plan. Why?
Because you had to do it at some point.
Well, I mean, yeah, give him do the Drew Brees thing. Give him 2 more years.
Because you're in that. Because he wanted to rip this Band-Aid off years ago. And then when he wasn't able to do it, I mean, at some point, because, I mean, what do? You're a 10-6 team with Tom Brady, and you're kind of in a holding pattern.
You're prolonging the inevitable. Yeah. I actually agree with Fred here, Rich.
Unless
they were
going to be so bad that he could get some sort of, like, good
draft. No, I mean, this has to happen. I mean, you can't transition. And we were, like, you know, San Francisco wasn't good after Steve Young left, and Pittsburgh had time where they had to get things together. I mean, you have
Dallas too. If you look at all of the great dynasties of the National Football League, you know, Steelers, 49ers, Cowboys, in that order, 70s, 80s, 90s, it took all of them at least 5-6 years to come back. And Belichick knows that. He's a football historian. He was around for all of these dynasties.
Yeah.
He knows that there's going to be a step back or two, and he wanted to get that thing started as soon as possible. Rich, if Brady was here, they'd go to the playoffs. They'd win the division each of the 2 years you're talking about. But ultimately, this same day of reckoning would have happened.
It just would have been 2 years later.
But you don't think that having a guy like Tom Brady have a dude like Stidham under there, that wouldn't help out Stidham at all?
No.
Or like another quarterback that you could bring in?
I don't think he has it.
No.
I don't think he has it. I think they drafted him. They were hoping he was the guy. He's not the guy.
No.
For Belichick to say after the game yesterday, Cam Newton's still my quarterback, tells you all you need to know about Jared Stidham.
No, you're just delaying the inevitable. Again, I don't know when this is going to get through people's heads. I guess it's never. This is going to happen. It has to happen. This is, has to happen.
There's going to be a time where this team is not good.
Yes.
And you know what? We're right at the beginning of that time.
And by the way, I'm not listening to...
they're not good right now.
I'm not
at the beginning of it. They're not good.
I'm not listening to it anymore. No.
What?
Just any... What? From anyone. No.
About what?
About the team and about what they could have done. And they could have done this and they could have done that. No, it's the end of the dynasty. They're going to suck for a while.
This is what we do. We analyze
things. No, but
what can they do?
I've analyzed... and you're analyzing it wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong. You're analyzing everything wrong.
Okay, what is wrong about
everything
saying
you've said this season?
Jared Stidham was going to be your guy.
Everything you've said this season has been incredibly wrong. It's just no. It's over.
All you Patriots fans suck. All of you, shut up.
The dynasty is done.
It has to happen.
There's no Brady this and Brady that.
Now is the time to look forward and not back.
No, it's not the job just to throw random crap out there and said you should have thrown a bunch of money at Brady. No, you shouldn't have. So what, you get all caught
up in
the
Rich's opinion. This one's yours.
Well,
it's a debate.
No,
it's a sports debate, Fred. That's what this is.
Over.
I'm not saying that they would have won a championship if they would have kept Brady here, but a couple
then
things would have happened.
Point?
One, the
then
games would have been a little more entertaining.
He's taking
and
a
two,
side. You're taking
maybe
a
you
side.
Could bring a quarterback right. in, a young guy that could learn under Tom
right, because Brady was so open to teaching.
That sounds like a valid argument to me.
We're sitting watching the most boring offense in the history of the NFL, and it's crap.
Brady loves to tutor and mentor. That's exactly what he loves. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Freddie, thank you for preparing me. I'm 35. I've known nothing but Brady. Started watching around college. And, I mean, I got three kids, work 60 hours a week. I mean, my weekends are precious. And to watch that crap, I mean, my leaves are all over my damn yard. I'm trying to pick them up, and I got to stop to watch that. I mean, thank God I got the Buccaneers jersey coming.
Oh my God.
That was not a team on the field.
No, if you think that you can stop watching the Patriots and you can't. You'll threaten over the next few years to leave the team several times, and it's just not.
You know what?
Happen.
I disagree with that. I disagree entirely with that. I think there are a lot of Patriots fans that once this team starts losing or be a boring 6-10, a boring 8-8, like they were with Pete Carroll before Belichick showed up. That I think there are a majority of fans who, like that guy, know only Brady, and once they start losing, they won't watch.
They
think there's a significant chunk of Patriots fans that are going to disappear.
They'll watch.
No, they're going to watch.
They'll watch.
All right. They are, John. Come on.
Okay. I disagree.
It sucks. It's not going to be fun, but you still watch.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, there's really nothing to watch for this team because it's just...
We'll see. They may get a quarterback that throws the ball all over the place like Burrow and goes for 400 yards and three touchdowns, whatever the case may be. If they get a guy like that that's worth watching, that's one thing. But if they are mediocre to poor and they have a quarterback like Cam Newton, people are going to stop watching.
No, this is the rebuilding process.
It is. I agree. But I don't think Patriots fans don't know this kind of thing. And so they're like, oh, this is boring. I'm not watching. They're not winning.
Yeah, and it takes time. A lot of time.
Yes, it does.
And you got to be really good to rebuild the team.
Quickly.
Really good.
Yes.
You got to hit on a lot of picks.
Yes.
And that's very difficult
that's
to do.
That's right.
And that is why the Patriots are in the position they're in, because Bill couldn't hit on any of those things.
That is true.
I mean, they are stuck with N'Keal Harry and Sony Michel.
By the way, did you guys...
Just mediocre picks.
Did you guys know N'Keal Harry had concussion issues, like, growing up? I didn't know that.
That came up yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
That in high school he had all these concussion issues. And so that's another thing. So Lord knows when he's coming back, which... He might not come back this season because I guess he's like super vigilant about concussions, and as he should be, but super vigilant about concussions, and he had all these in high school. That's what they were saying during the game yesterday.
And I watched N'Keal Harry once again, even before he got injured, wasn't necessarily good. And then I watched DK Metcalf last night run down a guy who runs a 4-4 and make a tackle and save a touchdown.
That is That's one of the best football plays I've seen.
The point home again about
how
much they whiffed.
Awesome.
If only he caught a ball yesterday, that would have been neat too, if you had him on fantasy. All right, we'll be right back. Back, here are the headlines.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Garoppolo changing the play at the line. First and 10 from the Patriots 16. Jimmy hands it off to Wilson. Runs it right through a gaping hole. Outside of the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Untouched as the Niners expand their lead.
I don't know what defense I'm looking at. And you need a drastic change. 16 yards down your throat. They're doing whatever they want. It's going to be 23-3.
Some play Josie. Those days are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, no victory cigar songs now.
Yeah, the wide-eyed celebrations of Josie and pumping the fist in the booth and everyone, the accolades, the standing, gone. Won't see that for a very long time.
Then I'll play Josie. There you go. Give me a first rounder for Gilmore, and then you can play this.
Yeah. So we're not going to be playing Josie. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I was happy to hear. I'm not surprised to hear that Ted Johnson was right. I am surprised to hear how specifically he was right, especially with the way things are going on. I had the chance to talk to him. I think, John, you might have been on the hosting him one afternoon when I told him that I spoke out when Bill benched him in the Pittsburgh game. We didn't know that it was over his concussion.
Danny, go ahead.
Hey, I totally get the argument about pulling the Band-Aid off, putting the Band-Aid off, but Tom Brady doesn't suck. 2 years ago, he was in the Super Bowl. I mean, like, Joe Montana, near the end of his thing, he kind of thought that he was just old, he was limp, but he had
If they had Brady, what would be the situation?
It'd be better than this.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, and what does
not,
that get
Not
you?
Good enough to win a championship.
It just delays the inevitable and makes it longer. I mean, instead of 2020 happening now, you have 2020.
You have the exact same receiving core with Edelman 1 year older and injured.
You guys had said, oh, what's going to happen if we had Brady? We'd win the division, we'd go to the playoffs. Right now, we ain't doing that, so call me crazy. I'll take the division.
The ultimate goal for these teams is to be a Super Bowl contender, and they wouldn't be with Brady.
You need to start the rebuilding.
But how did not signing him make him better if you knew Stidham was the guy waiting?
It doesn't make you better. It makes you better in the long term.
It lessens the bounce back time. It gets you, theoretically, if you hit on draft picks, it keeps the downtime less. The longer you, I mean, you've seen it many times. Look at the Celtics. I mean, they let the big three all stay far too long. Bird has said that he played 3 years too long after he hurt his back. But the Celtics played McHale right up until the very end. And Parrish, you know, played until he was 42 or 3, but he was 2 or 3 years past it by the time he left the Celtics. And you take a look at those Celtic teams from the early 90s, they were awful.
What about the Green Bay Packers?
Packers had a guy waiting in the wings after Brett Favre left.
That's right.
I understand.
And they let somebody go.
It's been a first-round draft pick.
My point is they let Brady go without having somebody in the wings.
Yeah, because they don't have one.
That's right.
Your point makes no sense. So what? So they don't win. Explain it to me. So what? So if they have Brady, what happens?
If they have Brady, you can groom the next guy and Brady's still there.
Your argument there is just mind-boggling. The Green Bay Packers lucked out that Aaron Rodgers was on the board late in the first round. They drafted him. He turned out to be a generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had the luxury of letting Brett Favre go. The Patriots don't have anybody, so they have to get somebody, and having Brady just makes the pick worse.
It's never been clear that the problem wasn't Brady.
No kidding.
Of course, no
kidding.
It's not
clear. But what does that matter? So if they have Brady, they're still not winning a championship.
They let him go without somebody in the chamber. Now we know Stidham isn't
good. Now they have to get someone. They would. So how does having him help them get someone? Yeah,
because you could have had him here while you brought somebody in that groomed to be the next guy.
So it just makes you worse. So it makes you have worse assets if you keep them.
What did they
and he
get
doesn't
by,
groom
by
anyone.
Having Brady sign somewhere else? You keep saying that
you get a better
go
pick.
Made the team better.
You get a better pick. You get you. It's less pressure now, against now, the
now,
cap.
Now, so okay. So your theory is that you think they'd be bad enough to get a good draft pick. That's different than what you've been saying. If you think that that was their plan to let Brady go, so they're bad enough to get a good pick. That's a completely different school of thought, and that's one I can actually get behind.
What was my original
that's
point?
What you're
then
saying,
what was my original point then?
Your original point was they shouldn't have signed Brady. There was no benefit for them signing
yes,
Brady.
That's my point.
Okay, there's no benefit for them
no.
signing Brady. Okay, but you keep saying they're middle of the pack. They're not bad enough to be a top
not
five.
Yet.
So what is it?
Not yet, because they have Belichick. Because if I don't, what are you not understanding? This is interesting. What are you not understanding that? Because I've been saying this now for weeks. What exactly are you not getting?
I don't understand.
The question is easy. What are you
not
getting?
What I don't understand is how come you don't think that it was a good idea? Why do you think they got rid of Brady when they didn't have anybody
because
in
they,
the chamber? We now know Stidham isn't
because
good.
Because they wouldn't. Can I answer it for the 11th goddamn time? It's because they don't. They wouldn't win a championship with Brady. So you have to break down to build up. They don't. The Green Bay situation is diametrically different. They had a late first round pick where they took Aaron Rodgers while Favre was still in the late stages of his prime, and were able to make a seamless transition. In order to get that, which never happens, that never happens unless you're San Francisco or you're Green Bay when they got Steve Young. So what has to happen is you have to suck. You don't want to have all that money on your cap, and you go and you rebuild through the draft, and you acquire assets, and you get better that way. And then you have a young team that's under your control, and then you can pick and choose the free agents you want to bring in. You don't put a 43-year-old quarterback to lead a group of idiots.
Who's so excellent.
I think
who's
yes.
excellent.
But yes, he's good.
Yeah, he's excellent. He's playing some of the best football he's played since 2007.
Okay, so he's on a good team.
Mm-hmm. And you could have brought in a guy to groom to be the next one and still have had two more years of Brady.
Okay,
now that
for
you know
what?
That Stidham's not good,
okay, who do they
it was
bring
a
in?
Bad
who do they
decision.
Bring in? Okay, then who do they bring in?
Someone
okay,
from
so,
the draft.
Okay. Oh, really, who?
You mean from last year's draft?
Last year's draft, this year's draft. Okay, so Brady plays, they go 9-7, they win the division.
If you know Stidham's not the guy, you got to get a good quarterback anyway.
Okay, if they go 9-7.
Right? Right, Fred?
Yes,
if you
they
knew
have
that
to.
Stidham was the guy,
yes,
you have
they
to
have
draft
to,
a quarterback anyway, right?
Right, right.
So you would draft him, and at least you would have Tom Brady here,
so,
and you'd have someone to be able to observe the way the guy played, the way Jimmy Garoppolo was able to.
Okay, so you want a worse pick to acquire a better quarterback.
So, hang on. You want a worse pick to acquire a better quarterback?
That's what I'm asking you. Is because
no,
if they have Brady,
you get somebody. Listen, you can't get a top fiver. You wouldn't be able to. But Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't a top fiver, and it worked
and
out well
not
for
good.
Him. Jimmy Garoppolo's. Hey, at least he came and kicked, you know, he went to the Super Bowl. He may not be good, but he's better than Stidham.
Okay, fine. But I still don't understand what having Brady how that helps you in any way groom a quarterback or get a better quarterback.
So you don't think that being a young quarterback and learning under Tom Brady couldn't help you better than the situation that they have now with the
Patriots?
I think
it's better to get a good quarterback and build talent around them.
How? How? Tell me how. You had a great quarterback. You had Brady, who's a great quarterback, and you pissed him off, and you made him leave. And you didn't give him an offer. You did everything. I don't see how you can't figure
out how this team can be better without
Brady.
How you have to be better in the long run. You acquire assets. You have to be bad to get good. It's professional sports. That's the way it works. I don't know what you don't understand about that. The Houston Astros.
So if you want them to tank, that's different. You want them to tank now is what you're saying.
That's the idea of getting rid of the talent.
Worst. You're saying, but you're telling me that they're only the 10th or 11th worst
team. Yeah, because it takes time. It takes time. You have to develop assets. You have to get assets. You have to acquire assets. You have to get cheap talent. You have to draft well.
Or you end up grooming a good quarterback, which they could have done. And they could have, and at least would have had entertaining games for here on out.
It's really a marvel that this is
I don't know what you don't understand.
Do you understand? I understand that you don't know what you're talking about is what I understand.
But they brought in Cam. So
that's a one-year deal for $1 million.
To tank, I can't believe you're supporting the Patriots on this. If you wanted them to tank, why bring in Cam?
Because they did. I don't think that they thought that they could have a transitional period where they brought in Cam Newton for no money and saw if they could kick around a division title this year.
And that doesn't fit your narrative to where they were supposed to tank to get a better draft pick.
I think the narrative has changed over the last 6 months or so. Originally, they were going to go with Stidham. They were going to ride it out and see how it worked.
And then Maybe Cam Newton was sitting there.
That's right. And then Cam and Rich, this goes back to the way the Patriots look at free agency and draft board. They look at value. And Cam Newton for $1 million is as good a value as you're going to get. So then you're like, oh, okay, Cam Newton's there for $1 million. Let's see if he's the guy he used to be. And at least at the beginning, he looked that way. And then the thinking
changes.
He fell
in their lap.
Look, maybe Cam Newton can be our quarterback for a year, maybe two if we franchise him because we have loads of cap space.
And he's not making $25 million a year.
Then the transition period might be smaller. Maybe we can groom Stidham underneath Cam Newton for a year or two, have him be our starting quarterback. That was the narrative. Then you get into the season, and while Newton played well for a couple of weeks, now it's changed again. Newton is not a good quarterback, but Stidham's worse, so you have to keep running Cam Newton out there.
Yeah, instead of dead cap money of $25 million that prohibits you from making any other kind of moves.
I don't think it's been one plan the entire way. I think the plan has changed.
When Cam Newton fell in their lap, they said fine.
The plan has changed a couple of times in the last 6 months.
Danny, go ahead.
Fred, I'm freaking out in the truck right now. I'm freaking out. You guys are tied in a knot. Your argument is so crazy. You got to be bad to be good. The whole thing, it's a common thought. You got to have a quarterback. Before you do anything, you got to have a quarterback. We had a quarterback. Why are we thinking about, like, getting a new quarterback and then building? We have Tom Brady!
Yeah, how old is he? Did they win a championship with Tom Brady? Did they win a championship with Tom Brady? Yeah. Get used to it, buddy boy, because this is the way you're going to feel.
Patriots fans don't want to hear that.
That's right, Patriots fans.
The problem wasn't Brady.
That's fine. That's fine. But the way I think, Rich, the way they looked at it was, if Tom Brady comes back here, we're going to win 10 games and lose in the first or second round of the playoffs and look just as bad as we did last year.
And they had no backup plan.
And pay him $25 million.
Well, they painted themselves. They had one, but Brady defied the odds.
Yeah. What have they used that money on that they saved this season, Fred?
They're using the money to gain assets. You're not next year. Why pay a guy $25 million to win a division?
They didn't use any of that money on.
Are they
going to
win a championship with Tom Brady?
Who knows?
But
at least they'd be able to groom a backup quarterback.
Get out of here,
Fred. You have been saying this. You're nothing without a quarterback, right? Fred, you have been saying the entire time.
Pinky Tuscadero.
Pinky, you're the one supporting the Patriots in their decision.
Pinky Tuscadero.
Fred, you're the one supporting the Patriots here.
I'm
the one killing the Patriots for
getting rid of them. That's right. You're a hardcore sports journalist, my friend. God bless you.
Whoa.
I'm having fun. I'm not mad. I mean, I don't know what you're not getting.
You're the one with your Patriots pajamas on today.
I know I am.
You're supporting that they got rid of Tom Brady when we now know Brady's not the problem and they had no backup plan.
That's right. They could have. They should have kept Brady, and they could have gone 10-6, 9-7.
The turning point was when Brady decided that he was going to be good well beyond his expiration date. They had the guy in the pipeline. They wanted Garoppolo. That was the plan. And by the way, they drafted. They had him groomed. He was ready to take over. But son of a bitch, Brady was good far beyond the way they thought he was.
Before getting rid of Garoppolo.
No, Brady, this has nothing to do with that. All I'm saying is they had the game plan. The game plan was there, but because Brady decided to be good at ages 39, 40, and 41, their game plan was shot to hell. They had to trade Garoppolo, and they got painted into this corner. That's my point.
Yeah. They got rid of one of the best quarterbacks in the league with no backup plan. And they're not bad enough to tank. And they got Cam Newton because they thought that they would try to win, which, once again, contradicts every kind of mindset of wanting to tank to get a better pick, Fred.
Okay. Well, listen, you're right, I'm wrong. That, all right, we will be back.
Thank you for admitting that.
That's right. That's right. Ted Johnson will join us in just a moment.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.